Hey world, my name is Travis Ruskus, and welcome to another episode of the Breathe Podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about, this is tailored a little bit more towards artists and those who create, but essentially the fork in the road that happens once you start to get really good at your craft. So for me, I'm really good at rock balancing. That's my medium. I go out into any scenic landscape, balance a rock or two or five or 20 or 50 and capture an image or a video that I can then share with an audience. I also host workshops and do like other speaking gigs, but for the most part, my art is kind of me in the landscape having this intense experience and doing my best to communicate that to an audience after the fact. Of course, I want to say kind of first and foremost that the act of rock balancing really brings me into the present moment. So while I'm there creating, I'm there creating. I'm not thinking about, oh, in 10 years, this will be cool with this, or if this person saw this work. It's more like, hey, I'm right here doing me, having an incredible time, hopefully, if it kind of works through. But for the most part, I'm present. Now, I capture this content, whether it's photo, video, or podcast like this, to connect with another person and to get them to kind of open up to their true potential and stop the limiting voices that we have in our head. And I have this too, very hard, especially trying to make it as a successful artist. Like, to become one of the greats is a very difficult road, and I've been feeding myself a lot of doubt because I've been hit with essentially nothing but a really tough uphill road. There have been great moments of success, and I like to call these moments, you know, the balances that I create. And when I work through a rock balance to find that place where I'm truly happy with what I've created, that I've gone beyond my previous edge, there's just something about this whole experience that I can't communicate with you. No matter how hard I try to have a photo or a video or record this long form podcast to try to get you to experience it as I am, I just never can truly capture what it's really like in that moment, in each moment that I'm making new work. So there's this fork, and the fork as an artist, once you start to get really good at your craft, is do you edit your work? Or do you not edit your work? Because what happens is I can go out at any point in any day and make really amazing work. I don't need to wait to be inspired. It's just I'm very talented at it and I can do it at any time. Having said that, every time I go out, it usually takes me about 2 weeks to actually produce the content that's getting made. And for me, it's more of kind of figuring out what people are actually able to absorb. Because if I try and show the journey of me walking, you know, out to the trail and then going and creating the process of the balance, and then you have the moments of balance and these meditative moments, and then you knock it over, the circle completes. But what I'm finding is that as soon as someone clicks on something or tries to engage with you, they want an instant, deep experience. I have to go to the shortcut to when the balance is actually up. The meditative moments are there, and then they kind of get that and leave. I'm torn because as much as I want to just produce like long form meditative videos, which I'm going to be doing, I feel like there has to be a little bit of heart and human involved in that storytelling, because then you can see that it's actually real, it's actually possible. And the greater you get at something, the more others are going to distance themselves from you, because, you know, the greatest thing I ever hear, and they're not great, but the common thing that I hear is I can never do that. So by me trying to say, hey, look, I'm in my car, or I'm moving on the trail, or hey, now I'm at the river, it just shows you that, hey, I'm a person. Like, you can also do incredible things. And I think when, as an artist, I know what works, I know what people are going to respond to, and just put that out there, I can almost distance myself from that. So having said that, here is the other side of the fork in the road. And that is the route of sharing the moment as it happens. So instead of, you know, taking a photo or taking a bunch of photos and then, let's say, posting the three best ones, you would just post every single thing that you took right then and there. Now, this can be a way for people to really tap into how abundant the creative process is and how deep that experience is. But at the same time, I find that whenever I go down this road, I end up having a lower quality style of work. And what ends up happening is it's actually really strange. You would think that because you're truly kind of sharing the moment, you're having this open portal where people can see things right then and there. So like, for example, Instagram Live or, you know, some sort of live streaming, it's like the balance is right then and there. They're deeply engaged. But what happens is it doesn't quite communicate what it's actually like there in the moment. So for me, I have to create long form videos that take some time to produce so that I can get as close as I can to the feeling and the experience of what it was actually like. So this may seem very kind of convoluting or confusing, but it's not. It's really kind of, what do you want to do? If you're good at something, then I suggest you decide. Are you really good at telling the story after the story happens, or telling the story as the story happens? For me, I'm trying to do my best to kind of merge between the two, to try to see if there doesn't have to be a fork. But I think really the answer is, over time, the solution will present itself. And as an artist, no matter what you do, whether you're kind of doing roofing or you're like me doing fine art, you never want to produce a gimmick. And what I mean by that is, if I'm doing a really great long form rock balance meditation video that gets a million views, then after a while, I'm just going to keep doing that over and over and over again. And I actually lose track of the true art, the progression, the exploration that has led me to getting to that point of discovering, oh my God, that works really, really well. So for you, if you're doing something that isn't getting the results you want as far as the connection that you want with an audience, I would say either, if you're producing stuff, try to go the other side of just doing open source, showing the world a little bit the moment as it happens and trying not to edit your life so much. On the flip side, if you are not seeing results and you're kind of sharing everything that you can as it happens, I would think about possibly producing or editing or kind of tying up your storytelling a little bit more so that you can actually communicate with another person, that someone can easily in 5-10 seconds fully understand everything that you're about. I wish that I could keep talking with this, but I have to go. And I just had this real quick thought and I wanted to kind of put it down on audio. So thank you for getting to the end. I really appreciate you and your time. And if I can give you one piece of wisdom from this whole thing, it's, don't ever produce a gimmick. Be true to yourself, keep exploring, and we'll see what happens next. Oh, one last thing. I just came out with a new book. It's called The Rock Balancer's Guide. And if you haven't already picked up a copy, I highly suggest that you do. If you've already picked up a copy, give it to someone. Get another copy and give it to someone else. I'm trying to really spread this book out because all of the insights that I've gained in my life with creating this artwork, I've put into this book, and you can really tell that it's something of quality. So links are in the description, and I hope you have an amazing day.